Welcome to another episode of the Oncology on the Go podcast. I'm your host, Russ Conroy. Dr. Sagar Lonial from Emory University School of Medicine and Winship Cancer Institute of Emory University spoke about the implications of the potential FDA approval of iberdomide plus daratumumab and dexamethasone for patients with relapsed refractory multiple myeloma. He also highlighted the unique properties of the CELMoD therapy class and emphasized the importance of combination regimens in the field. My first question pertains to iberdomide on a mechanistic basis. So as a CELMoD agent, what mechanistic advantages might this agent offer in relapsed refractory multiple myeloma, perhaps compared with other treatment modalities?
Yeah, the CELMoD category is a group of agents that, while they bind the same target that the IMiD class, lenalidomide and pomalidomide and thalidomide bind, they all bind cereblon, their impacts are actually quite different. And so there are really three features that I think distinguish iberdomide from the previous IMiD category. And the first is potency. They bind with a much higher potency than we saw with len or thal or pom, and that results in more rapid degradation of some of those downstream transcription factors, which actually leads to cell death as opposed to growth arrest, which is what we typically see with pomalidomide and lenalidomide and thalidomide. The second is that their adverse event profile is better as well. So many of those adverse events that patients talk about with lenalidomide, predominantly GI toxicity, pomalidomide, just sort of that swimmy head, not clear thinking, it's not zero with iber or mezi, but it's significantly lower. And the third is that these agents were chosen because not only do they target with high potency the myeloma cell, but they also target the immune system and activate T cells and NK cells far more effectively than the predecessors in the IMiD category. And those three things, to me, are the main advantages of the CELMoD category.
I see. Thank you for providing that deep dive into the CELMoD category of treatment and how it differs from other modalities. Now, the FDA accepted this new drug application for iberdomide in combination with daratumumab and dexamethasone based on data from the phase 3 Excalibur RRMM study. And from your perspective, what do the current data show regarding the potential efficacy of this combination in this population?
Yeah, thank you. And you know, what we know about Excalibur relapse refractory MM study really is about having met its primary endpoint. So I don't know that we have additional information beyond that. And so what Excalibur was really testing was iber dara dex versus dara plus bortezomib dex. So an established standard versus a new standard using iberdomide. And the experimental arm really was taking advantage of that synergy between an immune targeted agent and an immune enhancing agent like iberdomide. What I think is really exciting, though, is that this is the first test case for using MRD as an early endpoint for approval. And we know that the I-squared team, along with the IMF and other investigators from all over the world, put together the case that MRD testing, particularly at fixed time points, should be used for accelerated approval. An ODAC met about this over a year ago now and unanimously supported that. And iberdomide in Excalibur is going to be the first test case for that approval. So very exciting.
Now, it seems like the full data sets aren't quite ready yet. And you kind of went over how the safety of a CELMoD agent might differ from other therapies. Was there anything else regarding the safety profile of iberdomide and how it might compare with anti-myeloma therapies?
Yeah, you know, again, particularly when we think about common IMiD-associated toxicity and adverse events, the grade 3, grade 4 toxicity is what's really different between the CELMoDs and the IMiDs. There's very little grade 3, grade 4 non-heme toxicity. We do see heme toxicity, myelosuppression, occasionally anemia or thrombocytopenia, but those are on-target effects. And so you support those as best you would for somebody on any kind of treatment. It's really the non-heme adverse events where the reduction in grade 3, grade 4 events is so different.
Gotcha. Thank you very much for that. Now, ultimately, if the FDA proceeds with approving this combination, what would the availability of iberdomide-based treatment mean for patients with relapse refractory myeloma?
Yeah, when we think about iberdomide in the early relapsed therapy setting, as we know, it is a very crowded space. And so to me, what it does is offer patients choice. We know that certainly CAR T-cell data in this space looks good. We also know from Majestic 3 that TEC plus DARA also looks good in this space. But every patient, it doesn't have access to all of those treatments necessarily. And having a highly effective treatment, particularly one that uses, at least in part, an oral approach, is certainly very favorable from a patient convenience perspective. And to me, this opens up the door of using iberdomide with other immune agents. So at ASH this past year, we saw iberdomide in combination with elranatamab in the MM30 trial. We also saw mezigdomide, the other CELMoD, in combination with elranatamab in the MELT study. These, to me, are perfect partners, the T-cell engagers, for the CELMoD class, as potentially using either before collection of T-cells for a CAR or as short-duration maintenance after a CAR as well. So it's really opening up the field for these agents, I think, down the road.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, especially with the other examples that you brought up. And that transitions nicely to the next question I was going to ask you, which is, beyond this approval, what other potential developments or advancements in multiple myeloma are you anticipating the most?
Yeah, I mean, I think certainly the movement of the CELMoDs to earlier lines of therapy, we know that there are trials designed already looking at Iber as part of frontline triplets or quadruplets, as well as in the maintenance setting. There are a couple of trials that are looking at iberdomide maintenance, as well as a randomized phase 3 trial going head-to-head against lenalidomide. To me, I think this is sort of the era of immune therapy in myeloma. Between bispecifics and CARs, trispecifics, antibody-drug conjugates, I think figuring out how to continue to sustain the activity of the immune system in the face of all of these immune therapies is going to be really important. And that's where I think the CELMoD class brings a really unique attribute. In addition to its direct anti-myeloma effect, it makes immune therapy better and is really a great partner for all of these approaches.
And considering everything we talked about, what do you hope others sort of take away from this conversation?
Well, I hope I've been certainly an investigator with iberdomide for over 5 years now, and we've been very excited about its activity and its potential. I think recognizing that we have agents that can reset immunity or augment immunity and partner them, you know, people always want to say it's a black and white world. You're either going to use this or you're going to use this. I think to me, it's about combination therapy. And, you know, recently we had a meeting with the International Myeloma Society about defining cure in myeloma. What does that definition look like? Having this tool belt with many drugs, putting them together in combinations is how we get to that cure. And it's just an exciting time in myeloma therapy.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Oncology On The Go podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are available, or listen online at cancernetwork.com/resources/podcasts. The Oncology On The Go podcast is the official podcast of cancernetwork.com, the home of the journal Oncology. For more information, visit us at cancernetwork.com and find us on Twitter at cancernetwork without the O, or on Facebook and LinkedIn at cancer-network.